It is a complete and utter sham fight, and I think that both parties are missing the crisis that we have right across different sectors in the country. The idea that these two parties are fighting about which way to cut taxes is ridiculous. Do they not see what is happening in our hospitals on a daily basis now, with dozens of our patients in each of our hospitals lying on hospital trolleys? Are they not concerned about the fact that we have 500,000 people on hospital waiting lists, or the fact that we have 8,000 people, including 3,000 children, in emergency accommodation? And you cannot, as Micheál Martin done today, say that his priority is health and housing, and then go on to say but he will hold the government to account to make sure that they deliver tax cuts, which invariably benefit the wealthier in society. And they need to drop this, and they need to start putting the country first.
That being said, according to recent opinion polls, the public must like it. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael make a steady or making gains at the expense of Sinn Féin.
Well, look, Sinn Féin went up in the most recent opinion poll, but opinion polls come and opinion polls go. And, you know, what we do know is from our own history, and hopefully the Irish people have, or enough of them have, learned a lesson. People rewarded Fianna Fáil when they went down this road before. Charlie McCreevy and Bertie Ahern followed the tax cutting agenda, and we all know where that got us into. It led to the IMF coming into our country, sovereignty being lost, and huge amounts of pain being inflicted on the people, including a lost generation to immigration. So this isn't just about, you know, having a spat before a budget. What these two parties are talking about is extremely, extremely dangerous. I know that people out there would love tax cuts, but I also believe that the majority of them would rather see their public services fixed. They would like to see an end to the crisis in our hospitals and our A&Es, and they would like to see the end of our young citizens, our children, and being brought up in emergency accommodation. And that's the job of people like myself in opposition, to put forward other alternatives outside of the Conservative elites of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.